I know from my standpoint, while we put out the UM Lives every night, that's very much a, it's on the fly, you know, you get what you get.
You can't pick which ones you're going to edit off that night.
Exactly. So, nice to have the opportunity to actually go back, and when you record, like we did in this case, we recorded 56 tracks individually, and then had the option of going back and remixing, where you can adjust everything from levels and panning and effects and whatnot. So it's a much more detailed process, which is why sonically, hopefully you'll find it slightly higher quality. Although we do, although we do think the UM Live is decent quality, right, Joel?
It's at least decent, but being able to spend probably, I don't know, 150, 200 hours working on this stuff, we don't have things out there that sound like this that are live recordings. So
I know personally I got to rent a $4,000 guitar amplifier. I wish I could do that every night for the UM Lives.
I had the old acoustic piano.
And who got you that piano? Who that stood was, up in the what? Band meeting when we were going to say no and put their finger down?
Well, that last part's kind of an exaggeration.
I put my finger down on the piece of paper that we were talking about, the budget.
Yeah.
I got and, you back, Brennan dude.
Bayless, Brennan Bayless said, you should do this. And
you'd be a lot happier.
Once again, he made me believe in myself.
He did.
Just so I could tear him down again later.
We had to cut the midgets on unicycles, though. That's where the money and the budget transferred.
Well, we weren't quite sure how that would go across audio-wise. That was the one thing we didn't...
They showed up and we had to tell them, you know, it wasn't going to work.
Yeah.
Their faces was
really small and upset.
Certainly awkward.